Hello, dear friends. This is once again Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. This is your hometown radio station right there in Madison, North Florida. But because of the World Wide Web, this gospel streams from Madison to anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, where anyone is connected to the World Wide Web. So we're so glad to be coming to you wherever this broadcast is finding you. And for you that are return listeners right there in Madison and North Florida, we're so grateful to be part of the broadcast family here with other fine ministers and ministries that are heard on this station. And we're glad that you are part of the listening family of WMAF. I love being on a small town radio station where people get to know one another by their first names. So we're just so glad to hear the impact that this broadcast is having on many of you right there in Madison and North Florida. We pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you as we gather around the Word of God to glean God's truth from His Word. If you're not a Christian today, don't turn that dial. We would like you to be our very special guest as we gather around the Word of God today. This is a good way to hear the gospel without any fear of anyone grabbing you and trying to drag you to an altar. I think most of us in ministry have learned we can't make anyone come to Jesus. We don't try to do that. Wish we could, but we can't do that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, but He's good at it. Hallelujah. And we're going to let Him work as we get around the Word of God today. Please join us and just see if God speaks something to you today. If God has something to say to you today from His Word. Now, I have an outline that I have put scriptures together. I have an idea of which way God wants us to go, having prayed that His will would be done in this matter today. But I'm going to be honest with you. After this opening statements, I have no idea exactly of how this broadcast is going to go. I just want to follow the Holy Spirit. I want Him to speak something, not just general, but something personal, something precise to someone that God wants to speak to today. Amen. So, having said that, let me give you our subject matter. It's exciting because we're talking about the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ, the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. Friend, I want you to know if you come to Jesus, it's not just getting religion. It's gaining a relationship with God where He can release His power to liberate you, amen, to fulfill you. It's not just about changing your destiny, which is most important of all, where you're going to spend eternity. It is encountering God in a personal and living way, amen. And I believe you can have a God encounter today before this broadcast is over. Praise the Lord. Because of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, if you have your Bibles, would you please open them to the book of Acts, chapter 26 and verse 18. This is Paul's objective in the proclamation of the gospel, because this is what he was told that the gospel had the power to accomplish. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why I'm excited every time I open the Bible and open my mouth to fulfill the same commission that was given to the early apostles concerning the gospel. That's why I understand that spiritual warfare is engaged in when the gospel is preached, because of the power inherent in the gospel to do what I'm about to read to you right now. If you're in a prison house of habit and sin that you feel you can never break free. In fact, if you don't even necessarily want to be free, because your heart right now is running hard after the things that you know are sin and wrong, and yet you can't seem to break free. Not that you're even trying. You can't even break free from the heart attitude. Friend, I want you to know today that God can change your heart. He begins His work from the inside out. And as the gospel of Jesus Christ comes to you today, listen to what can occur in your heart and in your life. If you dare to open the door to Jesus, amen, how He will begin to work within the heart. The Bible said, as is written, saith God, I will take away the heart of stone. That heart that can't be touched and reached, I'll change it. I'll take away the heart of stone and I'll replace it with a heart of flesh. This is a mighty change that begins to occur within if we dare to come to Christ just like we are and open the door of our heart. So, having said that, let's get into the gospel today. Amen. Acts 26 and verse 18. He said, this is what I'm sending you to do, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Last week we made this declaration based on this scripture. The gospel of Jesus Christ, therefore, has the power to illuminate, to open the sin-blinded eye. Amen. We read from 2 Corinthians, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Make no mistake about it. Jesus came to open the eyes of the blind, and to let people see what they can't see without God moving to open eyes, spiritual eyes that have been blinded by the God of this world. And when those eyes are open, the first thing you see is the glorious opportunity and offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see your lost condition and you see the Savior beckoning you to come to Him. And you see the power that this person has, hallelujah, to set you free. Praise God. From things that you may not even have the desire. Maybe you love your sin too much to think about doing without it. But when He comes to change your heart, when He comes to show you, amen. Someone said to me one time, you know, if a dog has an old dry bone, but that's all he's got, and he's a half-starved dog, and that's the only thing he's got, and you go and try to grab that old dry bone away from him, he's going to growl at you and try to bite you. But if you take a big, thick, succulent, charcoal broiled, amen, a New York strip steak, and just dangle it in front of him, he'll be so happy to drop the bone, to take a hold of that juicy steak. Praise God. Well, friend of mine, when God begins to open the blinded eye, we see the glory of the gospel. I guarantee you, there is no sin so succulent, so seductive, so powerfully intoxicating that we would want to hold on to it at the expense of what we see that is offered us in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, I want you to know there's power in the gospel to change even your desires, because God begins to work in the human heart. He actually said that He would take away the heart of stone and He would replace it with a heart of flesh. Praise God. Only God by His Spirit can do that. And it all begins with illumination. It all begins with opening the eye of the blind. Look with me at Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. These words give clarity to Christ's words in the New Testament when He said, quoting again from the Old Testament, prophetic of Himself, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to open the eyes of the blind." Listen to the prophetic words concerning the coming Messiah. Isaiah 42 says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in all the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. To open, this is the beginning of all of the work of the Messiah, of the Savior, of the Gospel, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. This illumination precedes emancipation. I'm going to say it again. This illuminating power of the Gospel, the opening of the spiritually blinded eye, is the doorway out of Satan's prison, and to take them that sit in darkness, that are chained into this prison of darkness, to bring them out, to turn them from darkness to light. But it begins with opening blind spiritual eyes. This mighty deliverer, this wonderful Savior, initiates victory by opening the eyes of the blind, and then setting captives free from the prison house of darkness. So the gospel of Jesus Christ has power, number one, to illuminate, and then to emancipate, to open the eyes of the blind, and then to turn from darkness to light. This is true freedom, friend. Freedom to choose life over death, light over darkness, heaven over hell, eternal life over eternal banishment and punishment. To choose Jesus Christ as our Savior and to renounce the works of darkness. The gospel brings emancipation. We're free at that moment to choose. And when we choose to repent of our sin and choose Christ as our Savior and light over darkness, Christ over Satan, there's power released at that moment into our life to set us free from all of the bondage that has held us captive. Romans 13 and verse 12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. That word and term cast off means to fling away, to throw it away. It doesn't seem like that's possible, does it? That I could throw away that alcohol. I could throw away that pornography. I could throw away the heroin. I could just fling it away, just throw it away. You know, I tried that with cigarettes. And I found out that, you know what I did? I got up in a tree when I was first learning to smoke. I climbed up in a tree, almost fell off because I got a little lightheaded trying to suck as much smoke into my lungs as I could. I coughed as my body initially rejected it. Oh, man. I come down out of that tree about half sick, and I threw those cigarettes down. I squeezed the pack, threw them away. And you know what I did the next morning? I came right back out there and found those crumpled cigarettes and lit them up again. I'm telling you something. It's not that simple to throw away something that your body desires, that you become emotionally and spiritually attracted to and attached to. But I'm telling you this today, amen, when Jesus came into my life, I was able to put off anything that would harm me, would harm and hurt my testimony. God gave me the power to get rid of things that would be detrimental to me. And I'll never miss them. Praise God. Amen. And I never miss the alcohol. I never miss the sinful practices that were jeopardizing my family and my life, that I really, really didn't want to have that destructive work in my life. Jesus can set you free today. I want you to know that from whatever it is that holds you in bondage. But it begins with the light shining into that dark place. Amen. If we are now free to choose. And if we choose light over darkness, Satan's power over us is broken. The gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to emancipate. You know, the Bible said in the New Testament that when we become a Christian, that we are translated. We are translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The gospel of Jesus has the power to translate. The Apostle Paul said again in verse 18 of the scripture we began with, to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of God to the power of God from Satan. Illumination, emancipation, and then translation. First we see the way out of the prison house, then we turn the key. Now we walk out of bondage into the glorious kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, 12 through 14 says, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, there it is, and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we now have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. See, friends, Satan cannot hold us in bondage any longer. His authority over us is broken. We are free to serve God. And the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to exonerate, to set free from accusation or blame or guilt. We have two accusers. Number one is the devil, and the other is our own conscience. And through Christ's death on the cross, his atoning death on the cross, we can be forgiven. All our sins washed away. We're exonerated. The fear and guilt is gone. The Bible said that the gospel has power to open our eyes, turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that we might receive the forgiveness of sins. And then the inheritance, all of the blessings that come into play when we are reconciled unto God, and God becomes our heavenly Father, and we become his sons and daughters. We receive the inheritance among all them that are sanctified by faith that is in me, Christ said. And with forgiveness, inheritance. We are not just sinners saved by grace. We were sinners. We have been saved by grace. But now we are the sons of God. And the Bible said if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God. And if we're heirs of God, we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. No wonder we face such fierce opposition. We are filled with potential to be mightily used of God to liberate many who would perish. For the gospel comes with such awesome power to set captives free. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision when he began his ministry. Our enemy wants to destroy the vision, God's mandate to rescue the perishing. He wants us to focus on our inadequacies instead of God's power and our potential. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe there's power in the gospel to emancipate, to illuminate, to emancipate, to exonerate, to translate. You don't have to change yourself. All you have to do is to change your mind. And God, by His power, by His Son, by His sacrifice, by His Holy Spirit, praise God, will make the changes within. I've often seen that little bumper sticker that says, "Beam me up, Scotty." There's no intelligent life down here, and it always makes me smile. But every time I think of that Star Trek program where you can be in one place and be beamed up to another place, find yourself leaving one place and one state of being into another place and another state of being, amen, I think of the promise of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why it is so powerful, because we who trust Christ as our Savior by the Spirit of God have been translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. Praise God. Amen. Friend, that is true freedom. That is true liberty today. Praise God. That is the breaking of the bonds that we can't break. See, the misconception is that I have to come out of the prison. I have to break the chains, and then God will accept me and receive me. No, that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said in John's Gospel, chapter 1, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. As many as received Him, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. This is that illumination. We see the glorious offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see our lost condition, and simultaneously we see God's power to save and God's person He sent to save us, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't change ourselves. There's an Old Testament scripture that asked this rhetorical question. It was actually a rhetorical question. Can a leopard change their spots? No, that's their nature. And the Bible said we were, all of us, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. We're all part of that fallen race of Adam who sinned. Amen. But we are all called. Make no mistake about it. We are all called to God's redemptive power and love. He wants to forgive us. He wants to liberate us. He wants to emancipate us. He wants to translate us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when He translates us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His Son, amen, He wants to transform us. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is the power of the gospel. So God's not asking you to change yourself. He's asking you to invite Christ into your heart. Actually, He's asking you to change your mind and receive Christ as your Savior. And when you do, it will release God's power. He won't force your will. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, listen and open the door. I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Praise God. I can't help but believe that God is knocking on someone's heart door this very day. And if you are open the door to Him right now, He, because already, if you've listened to this point, already God is opening that spiritually blinded eye. He's showing you something that only God can show you. I can talk to your head. God can talk to your heart. Praise God. And in your heart of hearts, there is a door that can be opened by an act of your faith and your will. And when you invite Christ in and say, forgive my sin, I can't change myself, but I want the change to come, He will change you from the inside out. And when He does, it is a work of the Spirit of God. It's nothing that joining a church can do. It's nothing that going through certain church traditions and rituals can accomplish. But God, by His Spirit, can do that this very day, in this very moment in time, right where you are, right now. You don't have to be in church for this to occur. You don't have to be in a steepled, stained glass building. You don't have to have a priest in robes or a preacher with a coat and tie to help you to accomplish this. All you have to do is open your heart right where you are. Amen. God's where you are today. No matter where you're hearing this broadcast, God is where you are today. And you are the object of His intense love and desire to save and reconcile and forgive and set free. This is the inherent power that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ that is being declared to you For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have eternal life. This one scripture in John 3:16 has power to illuminate, power to emancipate, power to exonerate, power to translate if you receive Christ as your personal Savior. And today, if you're a Christian and you are still bound, I want you to know this gospel didn't come in word only. This gospel came in power, came in the Holy Ghost, came in much assurance. That's why those who preached it said, "We do not preach the gospel with the wisdom of men, amen, but with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven." When the gospel comes in power, it releases power. And there's nothing concerning the operation of God that can be separated from this liberating power. Make no mistake about it, Jesus came to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to set at liberty those that are in Satan's prison house who he's harming. You know that sin is harming you. You know it's harming your family. Amen. You know it's harming and destroying your future and your hope. Friend of mine, you can be free today. If you will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can be free today. Christian, you can be free today. If Satan's still claiming some place in your life, plead the blood of Jesus. Call on His wonderful name. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and you're going to get a look at something you probably haven't seen yet. And that's the backside of Satan. Praise God, because the Bible said that he will flee from you. This is a powerful, power-filled gospel, and it offers us a freedom called the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. And He offers it to us as believers, and He offers it to you if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today. As we close this broadcast, I want to seize this opportunity to invite you to come to Christ, to repent of your sin if you haven't. I want to invite you to come out of a prison house, to have chains that you can't break, broken by the power of God and the person He sent to save you. Call on Him today. You know, the Bible said after the Holy Ghost was poured out on the day of Pentecost, there would be a result of the gospel coming in power, and the power of God released by the Spirit of God into the lives and hearts of men and women, boys and girls. It said, "And as many as shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's how powerful the gospel is. That's what God wants to do in you today. Hallelujah. Would you call on Him right now? Would you let Him save you, forgive you, emancipate you, break every chain and set you free? Amen. Find a good Bible-believing church Sunday. Go and hear the Word of God. Be baptized in water. Hallelujah. Confess Him before men, and He'll confess you before the Father and His angels. Well, we love you, friend. Don't miss next week's broadcast. Come back and let's talk about Jesus.